Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a pop-up beyond second. Randolph can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Henderson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Yount steals second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is one for one in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bichette takes first base on ball four. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Bichette. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Riles applying the tag. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground for a single. Stubbs moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bichette takes first base on ball 4. Stubbs moves to third. Randolph moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. Randolph scores. Bichette moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Bichette scores. Spears moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spears scores. Molitor scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bichette is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Young now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Bordick now playing second base. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Daryl Hamilton pinch runs for Robin Yount. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Quirk and Surhoff is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a fly ball towards right. Bichette settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bichette. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.